Hello, welcome to Alphabet Suite, podcast for the Prince Songbook. There are hundreds of songs to choose from. You have chosen... 200
balloons! It is that time again. What time is it, Tim?
I came on prepared.
10:47.
It's 10:47, and that means it is
time... Did you say 7:47?
No, I said 10:47.
Did you say 7:47? Well, watch this.
Playback.
It's 7:47, and that
it's 7:47. It's 7:47. It's 7:47.
And that means it is time for
this isn't the time, dude.
Another episode. A thrilling, exciting adventure.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
No, you're not, but
pretend. Yeah.
For those who are just listening and not looking, we're just gonna say he's on the edge of his seat because it's time.
If you're driving, don't get on the edge of your seat.
Do not get on the edge. That would be bad. For the next exciting episode of the Alphabet Street. Ooh, I said street, didn't I? Alphabet Suite.
Yeah.
Alphabet Suite podcast.
Dude, we haven't done 30 episodes in
and he messed it up. I screwed it up.
Good job, man. Right.
It's the old age, man. You know, I got that old timer's disease. Can't remember crap, you know?
Yeah.
In this episode, we will be discussing 200 balloons. Not 101, not 100, not 199.
Not 99 red ones either.
Not 99 red balloons. Not 99 Luft balloons. Not 200 balloons.
Excellent.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
This is from the Batman single.
Correct.
When he did Bat Dash and say Batman, the Bat Dance single.
Which was awesome. Bad Dance is just...
But did that not, like, totally take you by surprise?
It did.
When you look at all the music he did because this came right after Love Sexy. How do you go from Love Sexy to this very keyboard-driven album and Bad Dance, all in all... was an instrumental. I mean, there was little lyrical content from him. There's a lot of snippets from the Batman movie, you know. Mm-hmm. There was some from him, but there was really no lyrics per se where he was singing. It's just a lot of music, and to have that come from him after Love Sexy especially blew my mind. I never expected anything from Prince because he always came with something different. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that one, just the whole Batman soundtrack just blew my mind, and it was amazing.
So a woman can do that to you.
But he always had women in his life. So.
But I heard from y'all that he did this to impress a woman.
He was, at the time, he was romantically involved with Kim Basinger. And she was playing Vicki Vale in Batman, and I don't know. And I don't know if he got involved with her because of... So the reason he did the Batman soundtrack was because Warner Brothers, you know, of course, he was signed with Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers was doing Batman because, of course, Warner Brothers owns DC. And they thought, what better thing to do than take one of our top superstars with what we're hoping is going to be this big movie and bring them together. Mm-hmm. They got Tim Burton, which he was an up and coming at the time. He wasn't like he is now where, you know, but they're hoping this would mix well. And it did not.
I mean, Tim Burton and Batman mixes well.
Correct. However,
Prince and Batman does not.
Right. Well, Prince and Tim Burton did not.
I think Prince can take him. Could have.
I don't know. It depends on if he brought Edward Scissorhands along. Or...
Tim Burton's a wild dude, and I love everything about him.
Well, him and Prince, he when he heard what Prince was doing, heard the music, he flat out refused to put it in the movie. Mm-hmm. But this is all from right here. So if I'm wrong, don't shoot me. Tim Burton, don't come after me if you ever watch this. He flat out refused to use
it. Hey, come on the show. We'd love to talk to you about the album.
Yeah, there you go. He's not going to know much about the album. We can talk about the movie and his experience with Prince.
That would be cool.
But I think I read somewhere he does like Prince music, just right. Not.
But not for his movie. And I think their egos were butting heads, mm-hmm. because neither one wanted to work with the other. They all had their vision. You know, Tim had his vision of the film. Prince had his vision of the movie. Mm-hmm. And Tim is a darker, you know,
spooky
kind of guy. That's why Batman was kind of dark and gritty, and Batman needs that. That's Batman's. You listen to the Prince music, it is not dark at all. Mm-mm. You know, it is very poppy, uplifting, and so Tim's like, that is not the movie I'm going for. So there ended up being a compromise, and Tim worked with someone else for the real soundtrack, and this became like music from and inspired by the Batman movie. And they convinced him to use snippets of two songs in the movie, I think. It was just two. It was Party Man and Trust. Mm-hmm. Those are the only two songs off the Prince Batman soundtrack that is actually in the Batman movie.
That's just weird.
So, yeah, it was. And then to top it all off, 200 Balloons, which is Bring It Back Around, right? Bring It Around Town. Was originally supposed to be the title song because, you know, there's a scene in the movie where Joker has all the balloons that he sprays the gas out of. That's what this song was representing, was the balloons. And then Prince decided he didn't like that and went back and wrote Bat Dance.
We should bring it all the way around.
Bless you.
Because there might be some new listeners that just happen to come in on this episode knowing that 200 Balloons was on the Bat Dance album.
But it wasn't on the Bat Dance. It was on the Bat Dance single.
Either way. And not know who we are.
Thank you. I've been waiting, dude. I've been waiting.
Oh.
I've been waiting this whole time. Just let you go.
That is true. So we're going to rewind this to the beginning. I am your host, Pat.
I am your co-host, the long-awaited Timothy.
Producer Aaron.
Rock on.
Apparently the one now designated with directing and wrangling this.
Isn't that what a producer does? Someone's got to keep us reined in, because we don't do a good job ourselves. So now we got to start all over again.
No.
I just didn't want to stop. The train left the station. I was going to let it go. I didn't want to derail it because that's big time, man. Then this episode would have been kaput.
It was rolling, man.
Woo woo.
So yeah, 200 Balloons was supposed to be the original Bat Dance, for lack of a better word. And then he changed it, created Bat Dance, put Bat Dance on the album, put 200 Balloons as the B side to Bat Dance.
There we go.
So, and this was done in 89. So, I love the song, man. He completely took me by surprise with this album. Like, in ways,
it's one of my favorites.
But is it because it's for a Tim Burton film?
No. Or
musically?
No, I just like it. Because, okay. I mean, it is kind of heavier. Then
he does get a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of bass driven stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
There's a few, like, you sneak in a few cheeky little guitar riffs in there, and I'm just like, yeah, okay, I'm down.
Okay.
I mean, my favorite album is Diamonds and Pearls, but
which, speaking of Diamonds and Pearls, they just released, well, it's up for pre-order now.
They do the remaster
super deluxe edition of Diamonds and Pearls.
Oh.
A super pricey deluxe.
Is it like $500?
No.
For two slabs of plastic in a box?
No, they're deluxe. I'm going to tell you this, man. The Prince Estate, this is the first thing that has been released of this magnitude since the lawsuit, or not the lawsuit, but the whole thing was finished with his heirs and who gets what, and, you know, his estate has now been closed and everyone has their property. And so this is the first release of this. They did one little two-song USB stick that you only got if you went to the celebration at Paisley Park this year. So this is their first release. So I don't know, until we get it, I don't know the quality of it. It looks okay. It looks like it's of the same quality as, you know, the Sign of the Times and the Welcome to America and all the other ones. So I'm hoping that it is. They did something that I have been harping and harping and harping from the time Prince passed and was going to do this. I've been telling them what I want to see on it, and it has everything, including the music videos, which was the last piece. Remember, I've been saying the last thing they need to do is add the music videos.
That's because somebody was listening to our podcast.
I'm sure someone at the Prince Estate was
listening. Hey, who knows?
Yeah.
That would have been rad.
So you get the remastered album. You get remastered all the mixes and B-sides. You get 3 discs of unreleased songs.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You get...
That could be like 60 songs.
I want to say...
Well, actually, it's Prince. Like, it could be like 12.
Yeah, I want to say it's like... I want to say it's like 47.
That's maybe, not bad.
They said... I'd have to go back and look. Then you get...
And those have been studioed a bit? To make them not sound like a cassette deck on a piano.
They remaster them. What they remaster, every time they release these box sets,
they're studioed.
They take the demos, take them in the studio, and remaster them too. Okay. They don't add to it like, oh, we think he should have horns here. It's what Prince recorded.
Sure.
But they make it of studio quality.
Well, that's nice.
And you get, is it 2 discs? Yeah, it's 2 discs of a concert from that time. So you get the audio of the concert, and it's a concert that everyone talks about in the, you know, Prince community. Then you also get, for the first time, maybe one other time, but
the DVD of the music video.
Blu-ray.
Oh, nice. Even better.
Of 2 concerts that he did at that time.
Oh, snap.
Of course, digitally enhanced and remastered, and the video collection, the Diamonds and Pearls video collection. Plus,
so are those music videos just like the originals off the album that he did make?
Correct.
Okay.
He did, so Diamonds and Pearls, he did a actual, you could buy it. We bought it on Laserdisc at the time, called the Diamonds and Pearls video collection.
Oh, okay.
And they took that whole thing and remastered the whole thing, so you get that.
Shows your age.
So what you're saying is they might not have included it because people wanted it in these new releases. They might have just included it because he did it before.
It's possible. However,
just playing devil's advocate.
Right. But, because I thought about that. He did Sign of the Times, the movie Sign of the Times, which was a concert thing. One of the best concert videos you'll ever watch.
Yes.
They didn't include that when they did the Sign of the Times box set. I heard they wanted to, but there's some contractual stuff, legal things they had to deal with. So that didn't make it in time.
I see.
But all his promo videos, he owns them all. So you can include his videos anytime you want because they're his. They just haven't been including them.
Okay.
Purple Rain may be the one where they couldn't because Warner Brothers still owns, and this is why there's going to be issues with some of the, they still own the rights to like his movie soundtrack. So Purple Rain, Batman, Graffiti Bridge. Those will be the ones. Now, Purple Rain, that was the first one they did, and that's because that was something him and Warner Brothers were working on when he passed. So it was already in the box, ready to go. He had already done it all. He just never released it. So that's why they got it out so quick, because he had it ready. Huh. But that didn't include the videos. Sign of the Times could have, 1999 could have.
So does this also coincide with all the normal big collector's edition releases now that come with vinyls as well as CDs?
Well, and therein lies the thing. They separated it. You can buy the vinyl or you can buy the CD.
Interesting.
You don't get them both this time. So
I should have at that point provided an option to bundle them together.
I think you should just bundle them together every time.
I think it should be an option because there's people like me that don't really care about the vinyl unless it looks cool.
No.
Because yeah, I don't listen to it.
I don't think they did it. I think the vinyls, they did do like a clear vinyl and a white vinyl, but that's not part of the box set. The box set is just black vinyl.
Yeah.
It's a money grab. You know, if you want all this stuff, you got to buy all these pieces separately. For me, I want the music. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy the CD one, the CD box set. One, because it's half the price. The vinyl is over 300. It's like $360.
Yeah.
There's probably like 8 vinyls in
12.
There. 12. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's so, 12 vinyls.
That's a lot of plastic.
Yeah. And it's 180 gram, so it's heavy-duty vinyl. And but there's like 9 CDs or 7. 7 CDs and a Blu-ray. Yeah. But anyway, you look at, you get this nice 140-page hardcover,
cool
12x12 book.
So we're gonna do an unboxing of this.
We'll do an unboxing when it comes in.
There we go.
Also, I know we're not talking about Batman, but while we're talking about this,
thank you.
What?
Are you going? Good.
Well, am I going to what?
Let's go. This is already long.
So we're going to talk about this in the next episode.
What the hell?
Oh, we're going to leave you waiting.
Oh, great.
So
come back next week.
Come back next episode. So 200 balloons.
You people in your
1989 from the Batman soundtrack.
Jailbreak.
B-side. Jailbreak.
Jailbait. That's what I meant.
Oh. Jailbait. This is not jailbait. Jailbait is naughty things.
Yeah, we already talked about jailbait and our puppy. And
yeah.
We don't want to go back down that trail. Let's leave that alone. So, excellent song. Agreed? I think we can all three agree that
10 out of 10.
Everything on Batman.
Yeah.
Or any sort of relevance to Batman, I'm okay with.
Yeah. So we're good. And there's only one version. No covers, no nothing.
That sucks, man, because...
No, don't, because when the song is that good, don't jack with it.
You know what? I say ask Bing AI. They'll let you know.
Ask them what?
If they think that this should be more than just
more than one song.
AI is too cordial. They'll just say, yeah, that's up to the interpretation.
Yeah.
They got to make you feel good before they take over the world.
Do.
What color were the balloons?
Purple.
Of course. Peach and black.
I was just thinking I could see a little black.
Diamonds and pearls.
Diamonds and pearls. Yeah.
All right.
So, we good?
I am.
I'm good. You good? Producer Aaron?
Hey, I'm always good. I'm just chilling.
All right. Until next time.
Peace.